on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
For the first time in the UK, scientists are being allowed to genetically modify human embryos as part of research into miscarriages. The regulator has given approval. Simon's got the details for KMFM.
So-called gene editing is where scientists will be allowed to make precise changes to the DNA of newly formed embryos. They're donated by couples undergoing IVF. But laws state they can only be used for basic research, must be destroyed after 2 weeks, and can't be implanted in women's wombs. New research could begin within months, but critics fear potentially dangerous treatments and designer babies.
Police have defended a decision to allow rival groups to protest in Dover at the weekend, which left 6 people injured. Kieran has the latest on this for KMFM.
Well, 7 people were arrested after anti-racism activists clashed with far-right protesters on Saturday. They've since been bailed and one's been released without charge. One person suffered a broken arm, 5 others were hurt, and 20 weapons, including a lock knife and knuckle duster, were confiscated during the confrontations. Speaking before the protest, KMFM spoke with Bridget Chapman, the chair of Kent Anti-Racism Network.
It's about the 4th time in a year that they've had a far-right demonstration in Dover, and the people of Dover are really sick and tired of their town being used to spread a message of hate, so that we're here to firmly reject that message of hate. They are not welcome in our town. Their message of hate is not welcome in our town or any of our towns.
10 other people were also arrested after trouble broke out at Maidstone services on the M20 ahead of the protest. They've all been bailed until April. The Dover MP Charlie Elphick says it shouldn't have been allowed to go ahead.
The police commissioner, the chief constable and his senior management should have looked at the experience of last year when the similar demonstrations ended up in people getting hurt and in Dover being used as a battleground, and they should have banned these demonstrations.
The Kent Force says it had a democratic responsibility to facilitate the rallies.
KMFM News.
A lake is being searched by police and rescue teams looking for a missing Maidstone man. They're scouring Brooklyn Lakes in Snodland for 54-year-old Martin Waller, who's thought to have been spotted there after going missing from St Michael's Road in Maidstone on Saturday. You can see his picture at kentonline.co.uk. The latest talks between junior doctors and the government over new contracts have broken down and more industrial action is going ahead. The British Medical Association says members in England will only offer emergency care for 24 hours starting next Wednesday morning.
KMFM News.
A man who threatened another man with an air pistol outside his home in Kent has been jailed. Liam Sandham pointed the gun at the victim at his house in Aylesford in May last year. The 23-year-old from Elba Road in South Norwood has been sentenced to 2 years behind bars. A Kent woman who worked for Sir Terry Wogan has told KMFM he was a wonderful man. Tributes are continuing to be paid to the broadcaster, who died at the weekend at the age of 77 following a short battle with cancer. Elaine Terry from Kings Hill spent time as his PA.
Wonderful memories of a lovely man and just an absolute legend. And I'll always be privileged, and it'll be one of my claims to fame and a highlight that I actually got to work for Sir Terry Wogan.
Books of condolences are being opened in Sir Terry's home city of Limerick. And a popular Kent tourist attraction has reopened after being taken over by new management. Work's been taking place to update facilities at Kent Life near Maidstone since it closed in November. Bosses say features including tractor rides and farm animals remain. They'll also continue to take bookings for weddings and school visits.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Chelsea captain John Terry says he won't get his fairy tale ending of retiring at the club. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Terry claims he won't be offered an extension to his contract, which runs out in the summer. But Chelsea have suggested he could indeed stay, saying although no deal's currently on the table, that could change in the coming months. Speaking ahead of the current campaign, Terry said it was natural that Chelsea's top names would move on at some point.
Big players come and go. The club remains and improves and kind of looks to continue and kick on. That's what Chelsea do. And listen, one day, you know, I'm not going to be in the side.
Tennis, and Johanna Konta is a top 30 player for the first time in her career. The British number one made it to the semi-finals of the Australian Open, which has taken her up to 28th in the world rankings. She was 145th in the standings this time last year. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos have continued their good form in the league. They beat Milton Keynes Thunder 6-2 away from home last night, following a 5-1 victory over Oxford City Stars at the ice rink in Gillingham on Saturday.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.